We begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Masech Demayit Katan. Masech Demayit Katan, as we're going to learn, certainly the first part of Masech that speaks about Hilchos Chol HaMoed, what is permitted or not permitted to be done in Chol HaMoed, and connected to that, as we will see in our Mishnah and Gemara, is the halachas of Shemitah, what may or may not be done during the Shemitah year. Chol HaMoed, the Chidah already in his Sefer Yosef Oimitz writes that Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Dinim Chol HaMoed, Nefishim, there are many halachas involved in understanding the halachas Chol HaMoed, and Lamed Al Ikram, one cannot really understand them, Imloy Bedig the Gadol, unless he's really has concentrated on trying to understand those halachas. Ki Chilukim Tulluyim Besara. There are very many halachas that the halachas seem to be very same, but are not really the same. They're very different. The Madana Yantif writes in his Hagdamah to Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Mu'utim heim hayoidim ubekiyim behem. There are not many, there are few who are really familiar in the halachas of Chol HaMoed. The Sefer Pel Yoyitz writes, V'yechret ha'ish v'yilofes. A person should tremble. Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Rabim Amru, many people Avru have violated these halachas. Machem shehuta ezim halachas yoysim miyantif. Because, as we know and we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem, more activities are mutar on Chol HaMoed than they are on yantif. People have abused that, and they began, and they think nasa kol halachas hatur. They think that everything is permitted on Chol HaMoed. Ve'ish hayari lenafshoi. A person who wants to fulfill the halacha properly, Yidrash Mala Seifim and Pisaifrim, should carefully study Ezim Halacha of Ezim Materis. And as the Gemara and Mitzvah Shem we're going to learn later in our Masechta on Daf Yud Beis, Omen Beis teaches us, Heina Kurais, they're very independent, Ve'ein Lameda Zu Mezu, we cannot learn one halacha from the other halacha. The most significant aspect as we begin learning this halacha, the halachas of Chol HaMoed, is to understand if the isser of the prohibition of doing melacha and Chol HaMoed is an isser d'oraisa, an isser d'rabbanan. The Tosfos in Masechta Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Chole, says, and that is also the opinion of the Rashbam, that the isser to do melacha on Chol HaMoed is an isser d'oraisa. This is quoted in extensively in the Bi'ar Loch and Simon Kuf Lamed. And so too is the opinion of Rashi. The Torah says that that's the opinion of the Ref as well. Yet they add that the Torah left it up to Chazal to decide what is mutter and what is osur. And the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Chof Gimel says, V'achad sh'adover mosu b'yodom, after this was given over to Chazal to decide, Shloyosu Torah b'mash emru, what Chazal said is an issa melocha on Chol HaMoed, may not be performed on Chol HaMoed, and what Chazal said is not osur on Chol HaMoed, is permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed. The Rambam and other Rishonim say that the issa of melocha on Chol HaMoed is an issa d'rabbanan. And the psukim that we're going to learn that indicate that it's an issa d'oraisa is they're only an asmachta ba'alma. The Ramban has some sort of compromise, as the Magen Mishnah explains. He says that according to the Ramban, any melacha which is not letzorich moyed, which is not for the purpose of having been done for yontif, and is not a dover of it, that is a melacha that's osam d'oraisa. A melacha that's letzorich HaMoed, that's being performed on behalf of yontif, or a melacha which we're going to be actually discussing in our shiur today, a melacha which is a davar avod, where there's a concern of a financial loss if one doesn't fulfill that melacha is osam d'oraisa. However, says the Ramban, there are certain melachas that even though they're tzorich HaMoed, or their Dover Ovid, Chazal said that one should not perform those malachas on Chol HaMoed. So it's sort of a compromise. The nafkamina, of course, between all of these pshatim, is we know that throughout Shas, the rule is, Sofik deraisa l'chumra. We have a Sofik, when the question is a Sofik deraisa, we go l'chumra. When it's a Sofik derabonon, we go l'kula. And therefore, knowing if what we're discussing is a issa deraisa or issa derabonon is of most consequential. We know that on Yontif, when we bench, we say, Harachman hu yachilenu yoim shekulay toiv. And the question is, should that be said on Chol HaMoed? And the Sefer Erech HaShulchan actually says that it's connected to the discussion that we're saying. If the Issa Malach on Chol HaMoed is Issa Deraisa, then we ought to say, Harachman hu yachilenu yoim shekulay toiv. If it's only an Issa Derabonon, then perhaps we shouldn't say it. The Gemara in Masechta Psochim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us, Kol HaMavazas HaMa'adois, if somebody disrespects the Yom Tovim, Kilo Oiver Avodah Zarah. And the Rashbam explains what the Gemara means to teach us is that somebody who does Malacha, if somebody does Malacha Chol HaMoed, a Malacha which he's not supposed to do, says he's Kilo Oiver Avodah Zarah. And the Chidah writes in his Sefer, Simchas HaRegel on Megillus Rus, Ashe Odom Shemei Devei Chachamim, wonderful is the person who listens to what Chazal teaches us. And whenever such an individual has a question, if what he's doing is halachically permitted or not, he asks a question. And there he says, when it speaks about Chol HaMoed and it speaks about Melacha, he should go to a Chacham, and he should follow the decision that the Talmud Chacham, the Rav, tells him. He should not lose his world. Because as we're learning, doing Melacha Chol HaMoed is extremely serious. And a person has to be extremely careful before he makes a decision, before he does something, may he do it or not. But another important subject which is discussed in our Masechta is Hilchos Avelos. And in fact, I saw that the Chofetz Chaim, there was once a situation in the city of Radin where the Chofetz Chaim lived, where a number of people passed away at the same time. And the Chofetz Chaim got up and they wanted to try to understand why is this terrible calamity falling. And he said that the reason is because people avoid learning Masechta Ma'akotin. They're concerned about learning Masechta Ma'akotin, which, as we just mentioned, speaks about Hilchos Avelos. And they thought that if we're going to learn Hilchos Avelos, maybe Chas V'Sholom, it will cause that we're going to suffer calamities. So said the Chofetz Chaim, just the opposite. Because people avoided learning Masechta Ma'akotin, that's why that happened. And if we learn Masechta Ma'akotin, then we will be zoicha mitzvah Hashem, just never to have avelos, that we should all be healthy. Of course, I saw that the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozel Gavarov, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, asks, what is indeed the connection between Hilchos Chol HaMoed and Hilchos Avelos? How do we connect the two? He says, because if we think about Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed are the intermediate days of Yontif. There's a Kedusha before the Chol HaMoed days, Yontif, and there's Kedusha after the days of Chol HaMoed, when we have Yontif again. So too, he says, is the way we're supposed to look at a person's life. A person lives his life, and while he lives his life, he could do mitzvahs and he could learn Torah. And after he dies, we know, when a person dies, he doesn't have the ability to do mitzvahs. But we all believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is a time where we will come back and again being able to do mitzvahs and learn Torah. And therefore, Chol HaMoed is very similar to a person's life. Another pshat that he suggests, he says that we know that the Torah calls the moon the Mor HaKotan. And the Mor HaKotan is the moon because it doesn't have its own light. The light that the moon has is only a reflection from the sun. So too, Helchas Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed doesn't, its Kedusha emanates from being close to Yontif. And the same thing that we speak about Hilchas Avelis. A person, after he lives his life, whatever he doesn't have, as we just said, the ability to do any more mitzvahs by himself. Whatever schusim he could have after he leaves the world is only because other people do mitzvahs and they do it in his schus, or they're his children, or talmidim, who follow his ways. And therefore, when we think about, says the Kozel Gavarov, Chol HaMoed, and we think about a person no longer being in the world, they're very similar. So our Mishnah begins, Mashkin Beis HaSolchim, there are fields that are called the Beis HaShalchim, which are fields that are on the bottom of a mountain, and since they're on top of the mountain, and since they're on top of the mountain, all the rain that falls on them rolls down to the bottom of the mountain, and they need to be constantly watered. And says the Mishnah, Mashkin Beis HaShalchim HaMoed, we're allowed to water such a place on Chol HaMoed. And Rashi on the Rif says that even this halacha that we're learning in our Mishnah, which we're going to discuss quite extensively in Mitzvah Shem when we learn the Gemara, is only on such fruits or vegetables, only on tefuah, it's only on produce. On produce, we need to be concerned that if they don't get constantly watered, they're going to get ruined. But if there's different types of produce that are growing, that there is no concern that if you won't water them on Chol HaMoed, you have no right to water them on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Maskin Beis HaShalchim HaMoed. And so too, says the Mishnah, the halacha is b'shvius, that Shemitah has the same halacha as Chol HaMoed. That even though, as we know, during the Shemitah year, we're not allowed to work the field, but if there's a concern, as we're learning now, about a dovar of it, that if we won't do this, the produce will get permanently ruined, the halacha is that we're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Beimayim Sheyotzei B'Techila, whether it's a new source of water, Beimayim Shelo Yotzei B'Techila, or then it's an old source of water, we're allowed to water the Beis HaShalchem on Chol HaMoed and Shviyis. We're not allowed to water the field from the water that gathered in one place, because doing so would be involved a tirchi yaseira. And even though we're being lenient when it comes to Chol HaMoed, particularly as we're learning when the issue at hand is an issue of a dover ovid, but there is no heter when it involves tirchi yaseira. Tirchi yaseira we're not allowed to do. However, the Rishonim say that these differences, even though the Mishnah is equating Hilchas Chol HaMoed and Hilchas Shemitah, they're not really the same. The concern that we just spoke about, Tircha, is only on Chol HaMoed. The concern of Tircha does not exist, according to most Rishonim, on Shemitah. Because Shemitah, the issue is that we're not allowed to work the land. If Chazal decided under certain circumstances that we may work the land, it doesn't make a difference if it involves Tircha or not. And another consideration the Rishonim make, and that is by Chol HaMoed, we have to take in consideration that the Chol HaMoed is only a couple of days. After Chol HaMoed comes Yontif, and therefore we need to be it's not such a long time, and if we could wait till after Chol HaMoed, we certainly should wait till after Chol HaMoed to do the Malacha. By Shemitah, we don't have that consideration, because Shemitah lasts for the entire year. And since Shemitah lasts for the entire year, the halacha is that we don't say, well, we'll wait. There's no such consideration. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, in Oisim Ugyas Lagafanim, they used to make ditches around the grape trees that would fill up with water to help irrigate those trees. And that may not be done on Chol HaMoed because that involves already a serious tircha. They used to make an irrigation canal that would bring the water from the source to the fields. We're not allowed to do that in Chol HaMoed. And similarly, he says, we're not allowed to do in Shviita. Here, the issue is not because of Tircha, because we just said that Tircha may not be a consideration in Shemitah, but the issue here is that this already looks like much more of an activity that's being done on Shemitah year. And as we learned, and we'll continue learning, one may not do anything that represents a serious activity on the land on Shemitah year. The Chachamim disagree, and they hold Oisnas Ha'ama B'Tchila. One may make that irrigation canal in the Shemitah year. Umasakna Es Mukukolos Ba'Ofer. If earth fell into the existing canal, and therefore it prevents the water from being able to pass through, we're allowed to fix that area of Chol HaMoed. That is not considered a Tircha Yaseira. As we keep on saying, what's Asur on Chol HaMoed is a Tircha Yaseira. Taking something that just got clogged up does not represent a Tircha Yaseira, and therefore it's Mutter. Continues the Mishnah. They used to make water pits in the Shus HaRabim. And again, if different objects fell into there, we may remove them. We're allowed to clear them out. We take out the stones and the dust. We're allowed to fix the roads that also got ruined because of excessive rain. There used to be marketplaces in the city. We're allowed to fix them. There's mikvah, samayim, the different places. The mikveh may be fixed on Chol HaMoed. V'oisin kol tzarchi rabim. We will discuss in the Gemara Mitzvashem all the tzarchi rabim that we're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. U'mitzayinin ha'sakvaros. They're allowed to make markers on the graves that people should know that it's a grave, and avoid chas v'shalom coming in contact, because if somebody comes in contact, he will be tamei. V'yoytzin al klayim, and the halach is that we're allowed to send out special messages to check if the fields are growing klayim. All that may be done in the Chol HaMoed. So we learned over here, v'loyim emeya kilon. The kilon, as Rashi explained, is a deep pit, and there's a Tircha Yaseira to prepare it, and we're not allowed to do that during Chol HaMoed. But says the Nemukah Yosef, that halacha that the Mishnah just mentioned about the Mea Kiloim is only halacha that refers to Chol HaMoed. On Shemitah, that isn't consideration. But the Ritva disagrees, because even though we mentioned earlier, most Rishonim are of the opinion that Shemitah Tircha Yaseira is not a consideration. Ritva says it's a consideration in Shemitah as well. And the Mishnah said that we're allowed to fix the water pits from which people drink. And that, of course, is a halacha that only applies to Chol HaMoed. There is no issue with that when we speak about Shemitah. The Mishnah said, V'oisin kol tzarchi harabim. And we're going to learn that if they need to dig water pits, because people need to drink that water on Chol HaMoed, that is permissible. The Rishalmi takes this a step further. And the Rishalmi says, included in the concept of Tzarchei Rabim, the head of Tzarchei Rabim, is for a Bezdin to sit in session, to paskin dinei mominis, dinei nefashis, if there's a situation, Rachman Salam Pidyon Shvuyin. The Yishami goes on to say, if there's this issue, a woman is a Saita, we're allowed to go through the procedure of a Saita, Chol HaMoed, we're allowed to do a Rifas Agola, we're allowed to make a hole in the ear of an Eved Ivri, and we're allowed to go through the procedure of making a Metzora Tahor. All of this may be done on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah said, V'yotzim afa kloyim. So the Ran, in explaining this, says that not only all the other cases that we mentioned in the Mishnah is where the situation arises, and the question is, may we or may we not do this on Chol HaMoed? Whereas Yotzin al Klayim says, Ran and Tosfos says it even stronger. Not only do we do it if we need to do it, but actually there's an obligation to do so on Chol HaMoed. The question here is, we've primarily focused on the Dover Ovid. And the question is, what is and what is not considered a Dover Ovid? There's an interesting Mabit that says, when it comes to Shvius, only when we speak about a serious Hefsid is there a heter of a Dover Ovid in Shemitah. If it's not a serious Hefsid, we don't have such a heter. And similarly, when we speak about Dover Ovid, so there's a tshuva in the Michas Yitzchak, when the Michas Yitzchak in Chelig Vov, Simon Nun Beis, says there's a public hospital being built on Chol HaMoed. And the question is that permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed or not? And he takes the position that if we're concerned that there's going to be a delay if we don't work at Chol HaMoed, and there's concern that if we don't hire the workers to work at Chol HaMoed, they're going to perhaps take other jobs, and then we're going to not have them, and it's going to delay the building of a hospital, particularly in a place where a hospital is so required. So it's a situation of a pikuach nefesh. He says, however, that if it we could get non-Jewish workers, then it's more lenient. On the other hand, he says that there's another concern. And the concern is, when we're building a hospital, it's certainly something that's built publicly. And whenever there's a question of doing something befaresia, that has to be taken into consideration. There's another factor that's taken into consideration, which we just mentioned, and that is the question of a tzarich harabim. When it comes to tzarich harabim, the poskim are a little more lenient, and they say that a tzarich rabim, we could be more lenient on Chol HaMoed. Interesting question that the Shulchan Aruch already discusses in Simen Tuf Kuf Mem Hei Sif Tes. And that is, if somebody heard a good shiur on Chol HaMoed and he heard a chiddush, is he allowed to write that on Chol HaMoed? Writing, of course, is also Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah Berura over there in Sif Katan Mem Zayin says that if somebody heard a shiur and he heard a chiddush and he wants to commit it to writing, he may do so on Chol HaMoed. And the Mishnah Berura says, however, he should not write it the way Sifrei Torah are written. And in fact, the Taz says that the Bach, this is in Sif Katan Yud Gimel over there, the Bach wrote his Sefer on Chol HaMoed. And the Ritva and others say that it's if we're concerned about a Dover Ovid, about a financial Dover Ovid, certainly we'll have to be concerned about a Torah forgetting or not committing Divrei Torah to writing. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that one is even l'chatchila allowed to go to a shir on Chol HaMoed, even though he knows that by going to that shir, he's going to come to write, and because he heard Chidush Torah, it's 100% mutter. However, Rav Ozner in the Shas Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, Chela Gimel Simen Resh Ayin Gimel, and Rav Adi Yosef Zatzal in the Shas Tshuvas Yabia Oimer, Chela Gvov Simen Lamed Zayin, both suggest that it would be better that if somebody has to write, has the heter, as we're learning, to write Chidush Torah on Chol HaMoed, he should write them on the computer. Because there are many Paiskim that suggest that putting something on a word processor on a computer is not really considered an act of ksiva. So if we can minimize the malacha and do it on the computer, that would be much better. So ask the Gemara. Hashta, Yeshloimer, Mayin Sheyotzeh L'Techila, that when we have a new well that began flowing in Chol HaMoed, Dosel and Pulei, because, and there's a real concern that we don't know the strength of the walls around that Mayan, and they make claps on Chol HaMoed. The halach is mashkin. We'll add water our field from that Mayan. So when certainly the Mayan shloyots betchila, well, we have an established well, so there isn't this concern. The loyosul and pule mibaye, is there a question that it may be done in Chol HaMoed? So why did the Mishnah have to say both types of wells? So of course the Rishonim point out that the Mishnah could answer, as the Gemara says often in Shas, Zuve and Tzarech Lemazu, that even though both rules were not really necessary to be stated, but the Mishnah said even the obvious rule and not just the Chiddush. But the Rishonim say, so why didn't the Gemara offer that Teretz? So Rishonim say that the Gemara tries to avoid using the Teretz of Zuve and Tzarech Lemazu. It's only offered when there is no other Teretz available. Said, and now the Gemara attempts to give a different answer. Amri, Itzrich. Ditana, if our Mishnah only would have said, Ma'an Shiyatz Betchila, Havamina Hocha, the base of Shalchan, that as we learned, a base of Shalchan needs constant watering in. That you could use even the new well. Aval base, but when we speak about a base of Baal, that doesn't need that constant watering, it could rely on the rainwater. Loi, we can't use it, a new well, because we have to be concerned, as we just said, that the walls may collapse. But an old well, the loy osel and pule, where there's no concern that the walls will collapse, and you're going to use a lot of tircha in rebuilding the wall. Ema, a filo beis abal nami, we would think that even by a field that doesn't really need the watering, you'll have to water your field from that type of a well. Kamash melon, that's why our Mishnah had to speak out both types of well. The loy shna main shiyotz betchila, the loy shna main shiyotz betchila, it doesn't make a difference if it's a new well or an old well. Beis shalchan in, only a beis shalchan could be watered on Chol HaMoed and beis abal, but a beis abal may not be watered on Chol HaMoed. And the reason is, as we're learning, because the only time we could be lenient is when we have a situation of a davar ovid. A beis shalchan is a davar ovid. A beis abal is not a davar ovid. Says the Gemara, my mashna the high base of shalchan lishna tzuchisihi. So base shalchan we're explaining is a field that's thirsty. Tzuchus means thirsty. That how do we know it's a field that needs constant watering? Answers the Gemara. The pasuk says by the mechemes amolek. The pasuk says regarding klal yisrael v'ata oyef yagia v'matagaminan, and the tagam of that is v'ata mishali v'loyi. Mishali means thirsty. On the other hand, we said a base habal means a field that has enough water. Ask the Gemara, or my mashna high base habal, lishna de mesiyuv asahu. And where do we see that base habal is considered a thing that's settled? It doesn't need more water. The ksiv, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, ki yival bocher besula yuvalayich benayich umetagminan arei kemoi temoisev ulam and besulta. Just like a young boy and a young girl get married and they have everything that they need and they have no worries. So too, says the Navi, Emet Hashem, B'mehera v'yameinu, Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, and Yisayven b'gavayich b'nayich, and your children will come back to Yerushalayim without any cares and any worries. So our Mishnah has taught us that when there's a situation of a dover ovid, then we'll add a water the field on Chol HaMoed. And the other rule that we learned in our Mishnah is that it's only permissible if it doesn't involve an excessive tircha. Says the Gemara, Mantana. So the Gemara tries to identify who is the Tana of our Mishnah. Mantana, who's the Tana, the Pseide in, that when the concern is that there's a loss involved, then we could be lenient. But if Harvacha, if what we're doing is just to better the field, to get better profit, or as I sort of was showing him say, we want that the fruit should ripen quicker, that also is only considered havocha, loy, may not be done in Chol HaMoed. And furthermore, our Mishnah's opinion is that a field of makom pseida, even when it's a situation of davar ovid, where we're being lenient, mitrich nami loy tachinan, excessive tirch is aser, says the Gemara, suggests the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, the Tanav HaMishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanan, we're going to learn in a Mishnah later in our Masechta, the Vav of Mabez, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Moshkin is Amayim Ilan Ilan, that if there's water under one tree, we'll have to make a small furrow, a ditch, that the water should travel to go from that tree to the next tree, even though it's a Beis HaBaal. Because if we won't do so, there's a question of Hefsid Meruba. Uvad, Shlo Yashke Sada Kula. Because it's a stay Beis HaBaal, and therefore it really doesn't need the rain that much, so we only could do it from one tree to a different tree. And by trees, as the Rishonim Tosfos explains, they always need water. And so, therefore, the tree always has the status of a Beis HaShalchin. The rest of the field is a Beis HaBaal. And since the rest of the field is a Beis HaBaal, so it doesn't need the water. And therefore, since it's not a Dover Ovid, we have no right to water that field. Amor asked the Gemara, Amor Shamla Lervacha, what we hear from Elazar is that if only our goal is to profit, that's not permissible. But the other issue that we learned in our Mishnah, that when there's a tircha involved, even though it's a makam davar ovid, we have to be machmer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't discuss that. So how, asked the Gemara, can you identify that the tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Answers the Gemara. So, says the Gemara, that isn't the right opinion. Ella Amar Papa Hamani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? The Tan of our Mishnah is a Yehudi. The Tanya the Brisa says, Mayin Hayotz B'tchilof, we have a new well, Mashkimen HaFilos HaDe Beis HaBaal, Divrei Rameyer. Rameyer is extremely lenient. And according to Rameyer, we're even allowed to water a Beis HaBaal. However, say the Rishonim, so that does that mean the Rameyer is totally lenient on Chol Hamoed and he lets you do whatever you want to do, any melacha Chol Hamoed? And we started our shir that certainly is not permitted. So the Rishonim explained, here we're dealing with a field that already the fruit started to grow. And as we mentioned a few moments ago, if we're not going to water on Chol Hamoed, the ripening will be delayed. According to Rameyer, the delaying of the ripening is also something that we need to be concerned about. And therefore, Rameyer holds, Mashkan afilo stay beis habal, divrei Rameyer. Rabbi Yudaima, ein mashkan el stay beis habal, shecharva. We're going to explain soon what the definition of charva means. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ein loikach v'loikach. We're never allowed to water a stay beis shalchan chol hamoed. Continues the Braisa, Yasel Ked Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that we're only allowed to water a Beis HaBaal. He also said, Lo Yafna Odom Amas Hamayim, a person is not allowed to direct a canal towards a certain field, V'yashkel Enosel Chamosa B'chol Shemoyiv, because that is considered a Tirchi Yaseira, and therefore it's also. So Tosfos explains that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that even in a Beis HaShalchin, where Rabbi Yehuda is being lenient, he's only being lenient where there's no Tirchi Yaseira involved. But the different activities that we just identified involve a Tirchi Yaseira, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Machmer. Rashi has a different pshat. He says that these activities maybe don't represent a Tirchi Yaseira. And he's saying what Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us is that even though what we're just speaking about here may not be a Tirchi Yaseira, and therefore if it's not a Tirchi Yaseira, maybe it should be permissible in a Beis HaBaal, teaches us Rabbi Yehuda that in a Beis HaBaal, since it doesn't involve Hefsid, it's never Mutter. So the Braisa spoke about a Beis HaShalchin Shechorva. What does that mean? Ilema Shechorva Mamish, that it completely got dried out, so there's nothing going to grow from here. So then the question is, Lamali the Mashkali, why would you water such a field? Nothing's coming. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abai, what he meant to say was like this, Shecharva Maimzeh, the well that was used to watering this field dried up, the Yotzala Maim Acher, but now there's another well. And if you won't use it, there's going to, and if you won't do use that new well, there's going to be concern of a hefsa meruba, and that's why it's usur. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and therefore the brayse to be understood is as follows. Rav Elazar ben Azariah omer, loikach v'loikach, loishna chor mayono. That no difference if its original well dried up. Using a new well on Chalamayit, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says his loy is always usur for the concern that we learned earlier in the shir. And that is whenever you're dealing with a new well, there's a concern Dilma Osilampule that the walls of the well might collapse and you rebuild them a Chalamayit. So we see from here that we're allowed to, according to Yehuda, water a base of Shalchin because there's a question of Hefsid, but not a base of Baal. And furthermore, the way we explained according to Tosfos, it's only when it doesn't involve a Tircha Yisera. But when a Tircha Yisera is in question, then even though it's a base of Shalchin, we're not allowed to do it. Ask the Gemara, Umay, what tells you to explain that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Ma'at can come Rabbi Yehuda based on Shalchan in based on Baal Loi. When did Rabbi Yehuda differentiate that only a based on Shalchan is permissible, not a based on Baal? Ela Ma'in Shiyotz Betchilo, the Ma'osla and Pule. When we're speaking about a new well, and as we keep on repeating, by a new well, there's a concern that the walls might collapse. Ava Ma'in Shiyotz Betchilo. When we speak about an old well, so there's no concern that the walls are going to collapse and you're going to come to rebuild them. Maybe I feel a beis habal nami. Rabbi Yehuda will be mekel even in a beis habal. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, misnisin aman tarme. Who is going to be the man the omer of our Mishnah? Because we said it can't be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held that there's no difference about Tircha Yisera. Rav Meir, it's certainly not, because Rav Meir says we could even water a beis habal, and our Mishnah said we can't. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that we could use an beis shalchan, even a new well, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says we cannot use a new well on the beis shalchan. Ella, we have, because of the process elimination, we have no choice to say, Rabbi Yehuda is not going to differentiate between a new well and an old well. And he's going to say, Beis HaShalchan in, only Beis HaShalchan may be watered, Beis HaBaal loy. So why did he only speak about a new well? He wants to teach us how lenient Rav Meir is. Even though it's a new well, where there's a concern of Dilma Osi Limpule, and also it's a stay habal that doesn't need the water that much, so there's no Dover Ovid, Rav Meir is still lenient. And as the Rishonim explain, that we want, there's the concept throughout Shas, a koich that teira odif. We always want to teach the most lenient, to teach us the lenient opinion is the Chiddush. And the reason is because it's not so difficult to be machmer. If you don't know what to do, we are machmer. So that doesn't represent any creativity. Being makel requires that a person should understand and be able to take that responsibility. And Rav Meir is the one that is showing that opinion. And because Rav Meir is showing that opinion, that's why we want to express his opinion as the, that's why the Bryce spoke about that case. But that's Rav Meir's opinion. But according to Yehuda, we could use any type of well as long as it's a base of Shalchin, because when it's a base of Shalchin, there's a concern of a dover of it. On Shabbos, there are 39 melachas. And then, besides the 39 malachas, which are ovis, there are toldis. The halacha is that every time we give hasra, it has to be, we're telling them what malacha is involved. And now the question is, when somebody takes out the weeds, the bad weeds, the bad grass in a field, what is the malacha that's being violated? Hamanach itma, hamanachish. Somebody takes out the bad weeds or grass. Or somebody waters a field, b'Shabbos. What is the malacha? Mishum mai masrinim ba. Rav Amar mishum chayrish. The malacha is chayrish. Rav Yosef mishum zareya planting. Amar Rabba, kavasi the dimistabra. I who say it's chayrish, my explanation makes more sense. Ma dak shachayrish lirpui ara. What does chayrish do? It softens up the land. Hai nami, doing menachish or mashka softens up the land. That's why chayrish is the proper Hasra. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, on the other hand, says, Kavasi the Dimastabra. My opinion is correct. Ma daka should sorey al tzmuche peri. What's the purpose of planting? That it should grow? Hachinami, here too, when you do menachash or mashka, your goal is that it should grow. And Tosfos, the very maskil ka, explains that what is the basis of this machlokes? What, when we look at a malacha, what do we look at? Do we look at the act or do we look at the intention? So if we look at the act, menachish and mashka are more similar to the act of chayrish. But if we look at the intention, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, the intention is to make what's growing here grow. And therefore, since if we look at the intention, the proper malacha to give is the malacha of zareya. So again, Tosfos explained, we need to know the malacha because when we give the asra, we have to give the proper asra. So Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos says that that doesn't mean for it to be considered a valid asra, you have to mention the malacha. The halacha is that if you just say that what you're doing is prohibited to be done on Shabbos, that is considered of proper hasra. However, if the person who offered the hasra did not say it that way, he said a malacha, there the halacha is that you have to give the proper hasra, you have to mention the proper malacha. Because if you don't mention the proper malacha, then one can make the mistake and say, what he's saying is meaningless. This, what I'm doing, has nothing to do with malacha. So in other words, it turns out, it's better not to say any, just to say you're not allowed to do it, than to say the raw malacha. Amalei Abaya, l'rabba, l'dach kasha, there's a question in your opinion that you say it's chayrish, or l'rabba yosu kasha. L'rabdach kasha, you said that the malacha here is chayrish. Mishem chayrish in, mishem zareya loy. Why is there no zareya involved? As we just explained, certainly you're intending to make what's growing here grow better. And on the other hand, the Rabbi Yosef Kasha, Mishum Zareya in, is there only consideration of Zareya, Mishum Charish Loi? Certainly the activity you're doing is similar to Charisha. The Chitema, says the Gemara, Bikol Echadik Katarti, when you do something, there's only one consideration. Whenever what you do may involve two malachas, you only mechayev for one of them, and that's why they need to choose which is the right malacha. Says the one that isn't true. V'omarav kan hazoimer. If somebody takes off, prunes his tree, v'tzaruch leitzim, and not only so he's pruning the tree in order that what's growing on the tree should grow better. And he also is pruning the tree because he needs that wood. Chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv two karmen chattas if he did it on Shabbos. Achas mishum v'teya, because zmira makes the tree grow better. V'achas mishum kaitzer. So you see that you could do one melacha and be chayiv twice. So why do Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef need to disagree? They could hold of each other's opinion. Says the Gemara, kasha. So Tosfos says, we have a rule throughout Shas that whenever the Gemara says kasha, it means it's a kasha, but there's an answer. What's the answer? So the simple answer is that the question that's being asked here from Rav Kahana and Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rav Kahana was an Amira, and whenever a question is asked from one Amira to another Amira, that isn't necessarily a question that needs to be answered. And that's why the Gemara used only the Gemara only used the word kasha, not tiyufta. Degle Tau says a different pshat. He says that when could one act carry with it two malachas? Says Degle Tau, that's when they're referring to two different objects. So making the tree growing go better affects the tree. taking the wood affects the wood that I'm taking off. So since they're not speaking about the same body, that's why you could be chayiv twice. Whereas in our case of menachish or mashka, it's all the same melacha. And since it's all the same melacha, on the same object, on the grass that I'm pulling out, you could only be chayiv one. Eisvei Rabbi Yosef l'Rabba. So Rabbi Yosef asks a question to Rabbah. It says in a brisa, menachish, if somebody pulls out the grass, v'amechaper, somebody who covers up the seeds with earth, l'klayim, if he did this on something that's growing, that's klayim, loika. Rabbi Kiva Oma Afim Akayim, if he sees klayim growing in his field and he doesn't rip it out, he's also chayiv. So says Rabbi Yosef, Bishlam l'di damina mishum zareya, I who say the menachish, the melach is zareya, hayna the sea is riba klayim. Somebody's now a plant klayim, and therefore somebody who's menachish klayim is chayiv. But ask the Gemara, El the doctor Amrit, Mishim Chayrish, that the issue of Menachish, the lav of Menachish is Chayrish, Chayrish of Klayim Yisara. There's no Isser on Chayrish and Klayim because Chayrisha is plowing. And before I put seeds in the ground, there is no Klayim. Amalei, so Rav says, indeed, when you do the Menachish, you're not Chayiv for Chayrish. You're Chayiv for Mekayim. Amalei, Mishim Mekayim. Ask the Gemara, but that can't be pshat, because ask the Gemara for Mektani Sefer, only in the Sefer is Rabbi Kiva's opinion introduced. Rabbi Kiva Oyma Af Mekayim. Mechlal, isn't that clear that the Tanakhama disagrees that there is no Chiv, La Mishim Mekayim Hu, that there is no Isser of Mekayim Beklayim? Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. Kula Rabbi Kiva hi. There is no machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva. The entire Braisa represents the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Ma tam kamer. And Rabbi Kiva is explaining. Ma tam amenachish from machapa beklaim loika, shem klaim, bekaim, shem Kiva oimer, because Rabbi Kiva holds that afa mekaim, even if you mekaim klaim, you get malchus. Ask the Gemara, my tam of the Rabbi Kiva, that even though you just mekaim klaim, you chayiv. Says the Gemara of the Tanya, Sot Chalai Sizra Klayim, Enli Ela Zareya. That would only teach us that you're not allowed to plant Klayim. Mikayim Anayim. How do we know that you're even just protecting it, you'll get Malchus? Tamaloyma Klayim Sot Chalai. There's a special Isser involved in Klayim Sotcha. And that is that you, even sustaining Klayim, Yechayiv. So many Rishonim ask, that we know throughout Shas, the Lav She'eva Maisa ain't like an love. So why does Rabbi Kiva say that if somebody just Mekayim Klayim, he gets Malchus? It's a Malav She'ayim by Malchus. So I saw two Terutzim in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that even Rabbi Kiva, who holds that Mekayim Klayim is Osir, only holds its Osir if you do something to be Mekayim the Klayim. You build a fence around the field that has Klayim, or you do something else to protect the Klayim. But if you didn't actually do anything physical, you just looked and sustained the Klayim, you didn't rip it out when you saw it, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that there is no Malchus. Another pshat that I saw is when Rabbi Kiva says that you're not going to be Mekayim Klayim. What Rabbi Kiva means to say is that there's an Isser. But in Malchus, there's an Isser Doraisa, as we just learned the Pasuk. But indeed, there would be no Malchus, because there's never Malchus for Lav She'ein by Maisa.